Scientists this week have made a pretty amazing step forward when it comes to understanding how the flu works and grows inside our cells. This is Paul Alquist and his colleagues. They're based at the Howard Hughes Medical Institute in America. And what they've done is to convert a flu virus, which normally only infects humans and other animals like birds, into a virus that can infect insects. This is done by replacing the coat of the virus with the coat from another virus, the advantage being that this other virus does enable the flu to get into insect cells. And one other thing they've done is to add to the virus what's called a reporter gene. So if the virus switches on in the cell and grows, then it will make this other gene marker switch on, which they can detect. Now, why they've done this is that flies, in about the last couple of years, have had made for them the most powerful tool in the molecular biologist's toolkit, which is a whole sequence of tiny molecules called RNA interfering molecules. And every single one of the fly's 13,000 genes can be turned off selectively using one of these tiny molecular tools. So what this group did was to infect the fly cells with these modified viruses and then use these tools to switch off, one at a time and one by one, all 13,000 of the genes that run a fruit fly. And the idea of doing this is to try to work out what are the genes which are essential in a cell for flu to be able to grow. And the results were really surprising. They found 100 genes which are in these insect cells. And because insects are actually very similar to humans, you can find a genetic counterpart of each of those 100 genes in our cells. And to prove the point as to how valuable this might be, they took three of the genes which they'd identified as being important. And in normal human cells, they turned off each of those three genes and then infected the cells with normal flu viruses, and they were able to disable the virus between 10 and 20 fold in terms of its ability to grow in those cells just by temporarily switching off those genes without necessarily producing ill effects in the cell that they did it in. So they're saying this is a big step forward because we now have 100 new targets we can look at to find ways to disable the flu and therefore potentially come up with new antivirals, especially with bird flu hovering on the horizon, because one of the viruses they tested was H5N1, what we think is the contender for the next pandemic.
I guess you've got to be careful that none of these genes are vitally important for running a body, so you've got to, some of them won't be any use.
That's absolutely true, and it's a question of a toss-up between which ones are essential and which ones can be turned off, say, temporarily in order to disable the virus, and also which ones are only expressed in certain bits of the body, because flu only grows in your airways, chiefly the nose and sinuses. It's only in severe infections that it goes into the lungs, for example. So if you could find a way to, say, deliver a spray which turned off a gene just in those tissues and not affect the rest of the body, that'd probably be quite an easy way to do it.